edition of Texans Weekly. I'm Patty Smith, coming to you from NRG Stadium. And it was a tough loss for the Houston Texans, 33-28 at the hands of the Indianapolis Colts. An emotional one for the Texans. They got off to a slow start, something we talked about all week. They needed to do better. They really turned it around in the second half. It just wasn't enough. And I had a chance to catch up with John Harris immediately after the game. Boy, what an emotional one this was. A slow start. The Texans came back, and I thought they were really going to pull this one out, but the turnovers just killed us at the end.
Well, one thing you know about a Bill O'Brien coach team is they're going to battle 60 minutes. But again, mistakes, the bugaboo. They get a drive going there when they're down five. Fumble. They fumble at the end. They couldn't stop the Colts passing game early. They dug too deep a hole. And again, Bill O'Brien's talked about it numerous times. Mistakes. And these are avoidable. They're coachable. They're avoidable. And they got to avoid it when they go to Pittsburgh.
Well, and I'll tell you, we went into this game. The buildup was all about Andrew Luck and J.J. Watt. And neither one of them disappointed. They both lived up to the billing.
Yeah, it was almost as if Andrew Luck was playing Madden on rookie level. I mean, it was that easy for him all game. He just found the throws he needed to make. But J.J. kept his team in it with what he did. That was a tired football team in the first half. J.J. and Justin Tuggle willed that defense to really kind of keep him in the game in the second half. I give the defense a lot of credit for getting it back together in the second half and slowing them down a little bit. But the offense, just mistakes at the end, couldn't finish it.
Well, the playmakers came to play as well. Both Arian Foster and Andre Johnson, the two big guns, came out, both did their job. And you know Andre Johnson was just kicking himself there on the sidelines.
Yeah, I know Dre wanted to get in the end zone, but I know he won't even worry about that. He'll drive home and think about that fumble that he had going across the middle. That'll be the one that drives him crazy, kind of like in Dallas. It'll be the one that drives him nuts because he's that kind of competitor. This team battled, it competed, but the hole was too deep, and they just couldn't fill up the hole.
So what do we take away positive from this?
Mistakes can be fixed, and they need to be fixed. And when they are fixed, this will be a really good football team. That's what I take out of it.
And, you know, I know you're very close to head coach Bill O'Brien. You've mentioned him a couple times. What's he feeling right now?
A gut punch. I mean, it literally is a gut punch. You just feel like somebody has punched you as hard as possible right in his stomach. And how do you rebound from that? And we'll find out. They got a weekend to kind of clear their heads, come back next week and get ready for Pittsburgh and go up and do what you can on a Monday night against Pittsburgh and then go beat Tennessee and get those two road games and really flip it back in the right direction.
All right, much more to talk about here on this one, but don't go away. We have to take our first time out. When we come back, we'll head to the podium and hear what head coach Bill O'Brien had to say.